Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, Chris, what you doing out of school?
Yo, man, they just suspended me, McBoo.
Where they suspended the teacher?
Yeah, man, I'm getting so sick of this, man. They teaching us about nothing, man. You know what the bottom line is for black people out here? It's quite simple. You must learn.
To a live presentation of the Ant Canary Experience. I'm your host, Ant Canary. It is clock on the East Coast. I am coming to you live on location. Right now I'm sitting in Garner, North Carolina, which is right outside of Raleigh. Going to be with you tonight from here until about 9:30-ish while we do something that I haven't done. This is the first time I've done something like this. And this year will be going on 4 years since I started the show. And this is going to be our first what I call Black History Quiz. Since this is the last couple of days of Black History Month, I got this idea about coming up with some questions and giving them to you and then letting you answer them. Now, how are we going to do this tonight? You're pretty much going to listen to me. I'll give you the test. You can get paper, pencil, ink pen, whatever, and take the test. Now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to give you, well, the setup is you've got 25 questions, got five extra credit questions. We're going to do this true, false, multiple guess, and then some of the clips I have, I'm going to play some clips. And before I play the clips, I'm going to give you the three choices, and then while you're listening to the clip, you can make up your mind whatever the answer is going to be, and then write your answer down. Since I can't test everybody to make sure you got the right answer, whatever, take the test, whatever your answer is, stick with your answer. You can't change your answer or anything like that. With the multiple guess, I'll give you three guesses. I'll play a timer, and then you can guess and then write your guess down, write your answer down, and then after that, don't change or anything like that. And just to see, you know, how many questions you get correct. Like I said, there's 25 questions, and then there's five extra credit. So you might be able to get all 30 right. You might be able to get 25 and miss five, or 20 and miss whatever. So we're just going to see how this goes. Like I said, this is the first time I'm doing this, so if this works out pretty good, I may try it again later on to something else. So like I said, you got true, false, multiple guess, and clips. And the clips are just basically, I've got five clips. I'll play them. And then I'll give you the guesses, and then listen to the clip, and then write your answer down. And there's one clip, when I get to it, I'll explain it to you, and then, you know, so we'll go from there. All right. So tonight, like I said, you're going to sit back and listen. I'll give you a few seconds to get paper and pencil, whatever. So like I said, 25 questions, five extra credit. And then we're going to see how this works. And also, if you want, I do have a Facebook page. If you want, you can go to that Facebook page, and then up under the post where I've got this posted, if you want, you can put down how many you got right, how many you missed, how many you got right. If you got any questions or comments, whatever, hit me up with that. If I missed anything, or if I stated anything wrong, if you want to take the chance to research it and get back with me, that's cool too. So we'll do it like that. And like I said, I'll present the question. I'll give you the guesses or whatever. And then I've got a timer. I'll play the timer. And then that'll be like a 10-second timer. That'll give you a chance to write down your answer. And then I'll come back and I'll make sure I'll give you the answer to that question, okay? So that's how we're going to do this. Usually before I get started, I'll usually say something before the show starts or whatever, but I'm going to hold off on that. If we've got time at the end of the show, I'll do it. If not, then I'll save for next week. All right? So I'll give everybody 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay. All right. So here we go. Question number one. And this is true, false. Question number one. All right. I'll read it to you twice so that you can catch it. And I'll read it slow so you can understand what I'm saying. You may be hearing stuff in the background, but I'll try to speak up so you can hear me. All right, question number one, true or false? In 1770, Crispus Attucks, whose father was African and mother was a Nantucket Indian, became the first casualty of the American Revolution when he was shot and killed in what became known as the Boston Massacre. So I read it to you again. In 1770, Crispus Attucks, whose father was African and mother was a Nantucket Indian, became the first casualty of the American Revolution when he was shot and killed in what became known as the Boston Massacre. True or false? All right, that answer is true. That is a true statement. Okay. Number two is a clip. Let me find it right quick. All right, here we go. Question number two is a clip. I'm going to play a song, and I want you to guess who wrote this song, and I'm going to give you three guesses. Listen to the whole thing. Come back. I'll give you the right answer. And this is a song that you heard And remember, these are questions about black people. So all the answers to these questions have something to do with a black person or black people or a group or whatever. But these, all these are black. Black people, the answers are black folks. Okay? Now, this next clip I'm going to play, this song, and you've heard this song before. This song was written by A, Quincy Thompson, B, Quincy Jones, or C, Quincy Freeman. And here's the clip. I'll play it, and then I'll be right back with the correct answer. Answer for that is B, Quincy Jones. Wrote that. That is the theme to Austin Powers movies. All right. Now is multiple guests. So I'm gonna read it to you. I'll read you the question twice, and then I'll give you the choices, and then you can pick. All right. Question number three. Not only did George Washington Carver research 300 products made from peanuts and 118 products from the sweet potato, but 75 from the blank as well. Read that to you again. Not only did George Washington Carver research 300 products made from peanuts and 118 products from the sweet potato, but 75 from the what as well. Your guesses are A, honey, B, wheat, C, pecan. A, honey, B, wheat, C, pecan. The answer is C, pecan. All right. Question number four. Question number four. Bellman College in Atlanta is not the only historical black college for women, and Greensboro, North Carolina is the other one. Spelman College in Atlanta is not the only historically black college for women. Blank College in Greensboro, North Carolina is the other. Your choices are A, NCA&T, B, Bennett College, or C, Howard. A, NCA&T, B, Bennett, C, Howard. The answer is B, Bennett College. All right. All right. Now, let me flip that over. Let's go to question number five. Question number five is true false. Victor Blanco was the first. Victor Blanco was the black mayor of San Antonio in 1809 before slavery was abolished while Texas was still part of Mexico. Victor Blanco was the black mayor of San Antonio in 1809 before slavery was abolished while Texas was still part of Mexico. True or false? That answer is true. Number six. This is a multiple guess. Okay, let me read this to you. And this question kind of plays to what's going on now as far as president in the White House goes. Now listen to this and I'll tell you what I'm talking about. Blank. A black security guard discovered President Nixon's cover-up, which later caused his resignation as president of the United States. Despite Blank's discovery, he struggled to find work for the rest of his life. Blank, a black security guard, discovered later caused his resignation as president of the United States. Despite Blank's discovery, he struggled to find work for the rest of his life. Your guesses are A, Frank Wills, B, Willie Washington, C, John McClain. Get her to you again. A, Frank Wills, B, Willie Washington, or C, John McClain. The answer is A, Frank Wills. And I want to say I did a story on this, I did a show on this, or I did something, but the way this guy was treated after he found Nixon doing all that crooked mess, he was never able to get his life back together. And as a matter of fact, I think he died broke after all this stuff went down, which is pretty jacked up. Okay. Now, this next one is a clip. It's a long clip. I probably won't play the whole thing, but I just want you to hear it, all right, before I actually play it. As a matter of fact, let me find a paper. I've got papers all over the place up here. Let me see. Is this it? I think this is it. Shucks, I hope this is it. I wrote something down. You know what? I'll find it in a minute. I've got it somewhere. But anyway, oh, here it is. Here it is right here. Okay. Now, it was a popular belief that the first rap song was Rapper's Delight. Coming to find out, that's not true. That is not the first rap song. I'm going to play to you the first rap song. And then after I play it, I'll give you the answer. Well, I'll give you the guesses. I'll give you the answer, and then I'll do a little bit of explaining. But I'll go back to say what I said a few minutes ago. People have generally believed, me included, that Rapper's Delight was the first rap, I guess you could say commercial rap song. It wasn't. This is what it is, and you had three choices who made this record. And your three choices are A, the Fatback Band, B, LL Cool J, or C, Run DMC. Those are your choices. I'm going to play you a little bit of it, and then I'll be back to give you the answer, and then I'll give you some information about it.
All right, y'all. Here we go. You just clap your hands and you stomp your feet because you're listening to the sound of the show shot beat. I'm the K-I-N-G, the G-I-M, King Jim the Third, and I am him. Just me, Fat Back, and the crew. We're doing it all just for you. We're strong as an ox and tall as a tree. We can rock it so viciously. We throw the highs in your eyes, the bass in your face. We're the funk machines that rock the human race. Stage down, boogie shot. Come on, girl, let's do the rock. Slam dunk, do the jerk. Let me see your body work. To the beat, everybody. To the beat, everybody.
Okay, the guesses again. A, Fatback Band. B, LL Cool J. C, Run DMC. The correct answer is A, Fatback Band. And you might have heard the name Fatback come up in the song. Okay, now here are some interesting tidbits in case you don't know. This song came out, so the name, actually the name of this song is King Tim the Third, Personality Jock. This came out in the summer of 79. Rapper's Delight came out in the winter of 79, and it hit the top 40 Billboard in 1980. So, matter of fact, the correct date, this song by the Fatback Band came out, released on March 25th, 1979. Rapper's Delight was released September 1979. So this came out before Rapper's Delight. But once Rapper's Delight hit the top 40 Billboard charts, we all know what happened after that. It blew up. So that one's for that one. To question number 8. Question number 8 is multiple guess. All right. Diane Carroll was the first African-American woman to have her own weekly television series blank. Diane Carroll was the first African-American woman to have her own weekly television series called blank. The guesses are A, Maud, B, Julia, C, the Jeffersons. A, Maud, B, Julia, C, the Jeffersons. And the answer to that question is B, Julia. All right. Now, number nine, true false. Here we go. True false. Benjamin T. Montgomery, a former slave, bought the plantations of Confederate President Jefferson Davis at the end of the Civil War and became one of the biggest cotton planters in Mississippi. Read it to you again. Benjamin T. Montgomery, a former slave, bought the plantations of Confederate President Jefferson Davis at the end of the Civil War and became one of the biggest cotton planters in Mississippi. True or false? And that answer is true. All right. Now we're on to question number 10. Okay. To graduate from Central High School in Little Rock, Arkansas in May of 1958. Blank becomes the first black person to graduate from Central High School in Little Rock, Arkansas in May of 1958. Your guesses are A, Ernest Thomas, B, Ernest White, or C, Ernest Green. A, Ernest Thomas, B, Ernest White, or C, Ernest Green. The correct answer is C, Ernest Green. All right, moving right along. Number 11. All right, this is going to be a true false. True or false? The oldest black sorority is Omega Psi Phi. The first black Greek sisterhood was founded in 1908 at Howard University by Ethel Hedgman Lyle. The oldest black sorority is Omega Psi Phi Incorporated. The first black Greek sisterhood was founded in 1908 at Howard University by Ethel Hedgman Lyle. True or false? That is false. The correct answer is Alpha Kappa Alpha, a.k.a. Omega Psi Phi is a fraternity, not a sorority. I can't say it. A frat for the dudes, sorority for the women. So I kind of mixed it up there. So I got you. I got you. All right. Number 12 is a multiple guess. There is a college named after Malcolm X and Martin Luther King Jr. called blank, located in Harlem, New York. I was going to say North Carolina. I'll read to you again. There is a college named after Malcolm X and Martin Luther King Jr. It is called what? Located in Harlem. Is it called A, King Malcolm University? B, Malcolm King College? Or C, King X House of Education? King Malcolm University? B, Malcolm King College, or C, King X House of Education? The correct answer is Malcolm King College, and it is located in Harlem, New York. All right. Now, we come to another clip. Oh, this is a good one. This is a good one. Now, I'm going to explain the setup because this is going to be a long clip, but I want you to listen to it, okay? And I'll set it up like this. Back in the late 60s, Sidney Poitier, matter of fact, I think he had a birthday a couple of days ago, was doing movies like crazy. These movies, he got a supporting actor Oscar. And matter of fact, Oscars was just a couple of days ago. But this clip I'm going to play, it's a 6-minute clip. This comes from one of his movies that he did back in the late 60s. And it's one of my favorite movies of all time. And as far as I'm concerned, it is. If I had to do a list of important movies, this list would be top five, probably top three. And there is, he had a statement in this clip, profound whenever he says it. And I'm like, and it goes to a lot of what's going on in this country today. So I'm going to play this clip, and I want you to listen to the entire thing. And then I want you to, while you're listening to it, I want you to guess which movie it comes from. And I'm going to give you three guesses. Does this clip come from A, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner? B, The Defiant Ones? C, In the Heat of the Night? Again, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner? B, The Defiant Ones? C, In the Heat of the Night? And I want you to listen to this very carefully because he has something in here that he says that I want you to pick up on if you can.
Here. You want me to wait?
No, thank you, Maggie. You go on home.
Mrs. Bellamy?
People around here call me Mama Kaliba.
Mama, I'm not from around here. But you can put me on my train.
You talk crazy. You're gin drunk.
Just homesick.
Lord, Lord.
Whisper two little words, Mama, and I'm on my way.
Maybe. I don't want to sever a beautiful child like you right out.
A man's name. First name, last name. The man who's paying you for Dolores Purdy's abortion.
You're the boy who works for Mr. Charlie. I thought that's who you was. Why you want to do that? Why you want to help the police like that? They steal in your soul. They chew you up and spit you out.
I'm not here to lay a finger on you, Mama. It's the white boy I want.
What you got against him? He's paying for his fun.
How much? I'll bet he's not paying you more than $100. You know how much he's got in his pocket right now? More than $600.
That cracker. Where'd he come off getting 600?
He killed Mr. Colbert.
Oh. You're going crazy out of your mind.
Now listen, hear me good, Mama. Please. Don't make me have to send you to jail.
Not you care.
There's white time in jail and there's colored time in jail. The worst kind of time you can do is colored time.
Child, you promised. Give me understanding. I got used to better. You won't take it away.
I won't take it away.
Well, I don't know his name, but she's coming here tonight. Get herself straight.
This time, man. The gun's not smart. The way you killed Colbert was much smarter.
You killed Colbert.
He's crazy. Crazy.
Your time, nigger.
Look in her purse.
What's that mean?
She's got $100 to pay for an abortion.
Listen to that. Black face.
Money she got from Ralph.
You gonna listen to him?
He got her to tell you that Sam Wood did it. He made a fool out of you, Purdy.
Lourdes.
Turn my little sister into a field slut.
So what movie did that clip come from? A, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner? B, The Defiant Ones? Or C, In the Heat of the Night? The answer is C, In the Heat of the Night. What he said in there, there's white time in jail and there's colored time in jail. And the worst time you can do is colored time. That just hits me. All right. So that's question number 13. Now we're going to go to question number 14. Question number 14. All right. I'm going to try to pronounce the name right. I may get it off, but but it shouldn't have anything to do with what he invented. Alfred R. Crowell, C-R-A-L-L-E, however you pronounce that, invented the blank. His invention was patented on February 2nd, 1897. Alfred, can't say his last name, invented the blank. His invention was patented on February 2nd, 1897. And this is something that you probably use, if not every day, you will be using it pretty soon. You get to choose from A, popcorn popper, B, cotton candy machine, C, ice cream scooper. Again, A, popcorn popper, B, cotton candy machine, C, ice cream scooper. The answer is C, ice cream scooper. Bet you didn't know that. I know I didn't. All right, question number 15. All right, here we go. Question number 15. Okay, this is a multiple guess. All right. In 1965, blank became the first African American to star in a television series with his role opposite Robert Culp in I Spy. Some of you old heads probably get this one. I'll read it to you again. In 1965, blank became the first African American to star in a television series with his role opposite Robert Culp in I Spy. A, Ozzie Davis. B, Bill Cosby, Sidney Poitier. A, Ozzie Davis. B, Bill Cosby. C, Sidney Poitier. And that answer is B, Bill Cosby. Matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, he won an award or some awards for that role. And it used to come on, I forgot what station. It used to come on one of the oldie, the station that plays a lot of the old TV shows from back in the day. And you just got to get into them. They're pretty all right. But that's a whole lot opposite of what he's got going on with us. Yourself nowadays, but that's another story altogether. All right, number 16 is true false. I'll read you the question and then you'll pick true or false. True or false. Alan Allensworth in 1908 founded a black town where African Americans could run their own businesses and government. Alan Allensworth in 1908 founded a black town where African Americans could run their own businesses and government. True or false? That is true. And the name of this town is Allensworth, California. And if I'm not mistaken, it's not there anymore, but there is, I think they've got some historical placards where the town used to be a long time ago. All right, number 17. This is going to be multiple guess. All right. 17, multiple guess. Blank invented a programmable remote control for television. Blank, programmable remote control for television. And we thank goodness for this guy, because if he didn't invent the remote control for TV, a lot of little kids in this world will be still getting up to turn the TV for their mom and their daddy. And that's a reference to old school stuff. So if you're not old enough to remember, then you won't get it. All right. So is blank A, Joseph N. Jackson? B, Samuel L. Jackson? Or C, Mike C. Jackson? N. Jackson, B, Samuel L. Jackson, or C,
Mike C. Jackson. The correct answer is A, Joseph N. Jackson. All right. Number 18 is a true false. All right, here we go. True false. In 1959, Dr. William C. Davis invented French fries. Not too surprisingly, he invented them while doing research on potatoes at the University of Idaho. In 1959, Dr. William C. Davis invented French fries. Not too surprisingly, he invented them while doing research on potatoes at the University of Idaho. That answer is false. He invented instant mashed potatoes. Instant mashed potatoes, not French fries. And coincidentally, a brother invented potato chips. I may have that on here somewhere. See if I can find it. All right, number 19 is multiple guess. Here we go. All right, number 19. If you enjoy buying fresh food from across the country at your local supermarket, you have an African-American inventor named Frederick McKinley Jones to thank. He invented blank in the 1930s and was awarded more than 60 patents over the course of his life, 40 of which involved refrigeration equipment. If you enjoy buying fresh food from across the country at your local supermarket, you have an African-American inventor named Frederick McKinley Jones to thank. He invented the blank in the 1930s and was awarded more than 60 patents over the course of his life, 40 of which involved refrigeration equipment. Your guesses are A, fans, B, air conditioners, or C, air cooling units used in food transportation trucks. Again, A, fans, B, air conditioners, C, air cooling units used in food transportation trucks. The answer is C, air cooling units used in food transportation trucks. All right, that's 19. All right, number 20. 20, all right, here we go. Number 20, African-American Sarah Boone patented an improvement to the blank on April 26, 1892. Sarah Boone's blank was designed to be effective in ironing the sleeves and the bodies of ladies' garments. African-American Sarah Boone patented an improvement to the blank on April 26, 1892. Sarah Boone's blank was designed to be effective in ironing the sleeves and bodies of ladies' garments. Your guesses are A, the iron, B, clothes steamer, or C, ironing board. Again, A, iron, B, clothes steamer, or C, ironing board. The correct answer is C, ironing board. All right, so here we go. Now we're going to clip number, okay, this is the fourth clip. Now, this is a very, 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 very interesting clip. And this is clip number four. All right, here we go. Clip number four. All right. Now, let me give you some backstory on this, and this is going to take me a little while, but we got time. And I may just end up reading you the whole story in a few minutes. Okay. Clip number four. If you are an old head like myself, I like all kinds of music. Depends on what the beat is, you know, whatever, you know. I don't like everything, but I like all types of stuff. Now, the Beatles, if you know anything about music history, the Beatles were a very influential group, came out of England back in the 60s. They were four members of the Beatles. Matter of fact, there are two living Beatles and there are two Beatles that have died. George Harrison, his birthday was yesterday, I believe. Okay. Now, there's four guys to the Beatles. There's four members of the Beatles. But did you know that there was a fifth Beatle and he was a brother? Now, in a few minutes, you're going to have to guess his name, but I'm going to play a song that he played on, and then you can guess, see if you get the answer right. But let me give you some backstory. This was back in, okay, I'm not going to read you the whole thing, but what was going on, this was back in 69. The Beatles were going through some stuff. They were about to break up. Matter of fact, they broke up in 72. Okay. So they were going through some stuff. It was like they were getting to the point where they didn't want to play together. They were thinking that that John Lennon's wife was trying to break them up and all this other kind of stuff. So George Harrison met up with the guy that a lot of people call the fifth Beatle. Met up with him in 62. And this person was playing keyboards. So George Harrison and this particular person, the fifth Beatle, became friends. So when all this stuff was going on, George Harrison decided that he thought it would be a good idea if he would ask this particular gentleman to come in with them and work on an work on some albums with them, with the Beatles. So he did. And he did a few songs with the Beatles. And a lot of people didn't know that he was considered to be the fifth Beatle. Now, the question I have for you is, who is this fifth Beatle? You have A, Billy Preston, B, Billy Paul, or C, Billy Batson. A, Billy Preston, B, Billy Paul, or C, Billy Batson. I'm going to play this clip, and I want you to listen to it, and then while you're listening to it, guess to see if you can figure out who the fifth Beatle is, or was. Be right back.
Let it And when the night is cloudy, there is still a light to shine on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, singing words of wisdom. Let it be.
Okay, so let me give you the guesses one more time. A, Billy Preston. B, Billy Paul. C, Billy Batson. The answer is A, Billy Preston. And Billy Preston passed away in 2006. George Harrison passed away. Can't remember the exact year he passed away, but he passed away. But they were lifetime. They were long. They were friends for a long time. So a lot of people didn't know. Say anything about a Fifth Beatle. Nobody even. Some people know, but a lot of people didn't even know about it. But that's Billy Preston, the Fifth Beatle. So we are to question number 22. Okay. Question number 22 is a multiple guess. All right. Number 22. Jean-Baptiste Pointe Du Sable, and I'll probably jack this name up, so sorry. An African American from Santo Domingue, which is Haiti, built the first permanent settlement in what would become blank in 1779. I don't want to butcher his name up again. An African American from Haiti built the first permanent settlement in what would become blank in 1779. A, Detroit. B, Chicago. C, Los Angeles. That's A, Detroit. B, Chicago. C, Los Angeles. The answer is B, Chicago. Or as some people call it, Chi-Town. And what's kind of crazy about that is he's from Haiti and he discovered Chicago, and Chicago is cold as I don't know what. I don't think I'd have been going up there looking, but that's just me. All right. Number 23, multiple guess. All right. Alice Parker in 1918 created a blank that could be used to heat an entire living space. Alice Parker in 1918 created a blank that could be used to heat an entire living space. Your guesses are A, portable heater, B, radiator, C, heating furnace. The answer is C, heating furnace. All right. Now we're coming to the end of the 25 questions, and then we've got 5 extra credit that might help you out. Then again, 24, true false. Carter G. Woodson organized the first Negro History Week celebration on the second week of February in 1926. The week celebration eventually became a month-long celebration, which is now known as Black History Month. Carter G. Woodson organized the first Negro History Week celebration on the second week of February in 1926. The week celebration eventually became a month-long celebration, which is now known as Black History Month. True or false? That is true. It is true. Okay. And number 25. Okay. Number 25. This is the last one of the 25 questions, and then you've got five extra credit questions coming at you in just a second. But number 25, multiple guess. Blank was an African-American entrepreneur who became America's first female self-made millionaire. Blank was an African-American entrepreneur who became America's first female self-made millionaire. A, Oprah. B, Janet Jackson. Madam C.J. Walker. A, Oprah. B, Janet Jackson. C, Madam C.J. Walker. The answer is Madam C.J. Walker. All right. How did you do? All right. So now these are extra credit. And these may help you. Then again, they I don't know what they're going to do for you, but we'll see. Now, with these, there's five extra credit. I've got a couple of clips. But first one is going to be number 26. This one is a true-false. True or false? Doug Williams of the Washington Redskins was the first black quarterback to win the Super Bowl. Read it to you again. Doug Williams of the Washington Redskins was to win the Super Bowl. True or false? That answer is true. There's the Redskins over the Denver Broncos in Super Bowl 22. Well, let's see, Super Bowl 22. The score was 42-10. And I remember that because I watched it. I wasn't a Redskins fan, but, you know, it was cool to see a black quarterback. All right, that's number 26. Number 27. It's going to be multiple guess. On January 28, 1986, Space Shuttle Challenger exploded 73 seconds into its flight. Astronaut Ronald McNair is from what state? Read to you again. On January 28, 1986, Space Shuttle Challenger exploded 73 seconds into its flight. Astronaut Ronald McNair is from what state? A, Florida. B, North Carolina. C, South Carolina. A, Florida. B, North Carolina. C, South Carolina. And the correct answer for that is C. All right. Okay. Now we're at question number 28. And this is going to be clip number. Question number 28. And this is going to be a clip. All right. And this is about Diana Ross. You all know about Diana Ross. She singer. She did some movies and all that good stuff. This song I'm going to play is from which one of her movies? Got three picks. A, Lady Sings the Blues. B, Mahogany. Or C, The Wiz. A, Lady Sings the Blues. B, Mahogany. C, The Wiz.
Do you know
Okay, so that was from which Diana Ross movie? A, Lady Sings the Blues, B, Mahogany, C, The Wiz. The answer is B, Mahogany. All right, now, question number 29. So we got two more questions to go. All right, and question number 29 is true-false. Question is, where's the question? Okay, here we go. Question is true-false. Shirley Chisholm became the first black candidate for president from a major party and the first female candidate to run for the Democratic Party's nomination. Shirley Chisholm became the first black candidate for president from a major party and the first female candidate to run for the Democratic Party's nomination. True or false? And that answer is true. All right. Now, last question of the quiz. And this is the last one of the five. Bonus question. I'm about to play a song. I probably won't play the whole thing. I'm about to play a song that came out in early 1980, and this song is considered to be on a scale of old school hip hop and the pantheon of old school hip hop jams. This is top 10. This is probably top 5. And I'm going to play it in just a second. But the question is, how many awards did this song win? The question is again, how many awards did this song win? A, 6, B. And once I play it, you know exactly what song I'm talking about. But the question is, how many awards did this song win?
Thank you.
Okay. So I'm not going to play the whole thing. We're coming on the end of the show anyway. But the question is, that song by Herbie Hancock called Rocket, how many awards did this song win? A6, B4, C3. Oops. The answer is 6. It won a Grammy for Best R&B Instrumental in 1983, and then it won 5 MTV Video Music Awards in 1984, when MTV meant something. Now MTV don't mean crap. Ah, so that was back in the day. All right, so we've come to the end of the show. That's first ever Black History Quiz. So we'll see how that played out. So if you played along and answered the questions, you can hit me up on Facebook. Let me know how many you got right. Had any questions or comments about anything, hit me up on Facebook. Let me know. And then, if people liked it, and I may try this again sometime later on this year, something like that. All right, so I'm out. Coming to you live from location, Garner, North Carolina. May have to come back this way next week to do another show. Maybe, maybe not. We'll find out. All right. I'm out. See you next week. Peace out.